Shalom, sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shir about Chochmas HaLev. We've already seen B'siyata D'shmaya Niflaos. Now we're going to continue. We're going to explain how the Gemara in Yuma 66b, Shali Shachamis Rebbe Lazar, Lezer, Me'acha Shamais Egel Shavim, since everybody served the Egel, who served the Egel, they did it equally, Ne'imayin Misas and Shav, why don't they have the same in Misa? As Rashi explains, there were three different Misas. For those who perform the Maisa Egel. We've seen the Gemara, some got Mises Hadroken, some got Mises Magefa, some got Mises Zayif. So why do they get different deaths, the people who perform the Egel? So he answered, Amarla Ein Chochma Lisha Ela Bepelech, that a woman's wisdom is with a spindle. Try saying that today and see if you come out of that alive. In any event, the wisdom of a woman is with her spindle. And that's how he answered her question. Her question was, why do they get different misas? And his answer was, because Ein Chochma Lisha Ela Bepelech. And he brings a raya. What's the raya? That the women with who had chachmas halev spun the wool with their spun the material with their hands and brought what they had spun in blue and purple and crimson yarns and fine linen. So, ad kan midivrei ha-gemara. In other words, he didn't want to teach her Torah because the pasuk says, v'chol isha chochmas lev b'yadei ha-tavu. You can see in the Yerushalmi that discusses this pasuk in Sota Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, Barabba Parashat Tesos Namches. So, akopanim, he didn't want to give her divrei Torah. So, l'chor, it's hard to understand. Where do we see in this pasuk that she only has chochma in the spindle and not in anything else? All the pasuk says is that she has chachma with the spindle. Beautiful. So she was able to spin things. So she has a chachma with the spindle. Where does it show that she doesn't have other chachma? By the way, for those who are wondering, before I said hadrokin is some sort of intestinal illness. As one of the three mises. Akopanim, all the pasuk says is that she has kama plachi pelachish la chachma. Also seen the Maharsha, they should have brought from the Pasuk, the Gemara should have brought from the Pasuk, Tavu Esa'izim. The next Pasuk, that's Pasuk, we just quoted Pasuk Chav Hei, Pasuk Chav Vav, says, V'chol Nashim Sher Nasa Liban Osana B'chochma Tavu Esa'izim. And all the women who excelled in that skill spun the goat's hair. So that should have been better, because that was the Chochma Yisera, like we saw in the previous year. Chachma Yisera was they were able to spin the wool on the goat. That's greater than just being able to stomp spin. So why don't we bring that? That's a greater Chachma. So the Pasuk says, no, the Chachma Slev, Choli Shem Chachma Slev B'yadeh Tavu, shows a special Chachma Slev. Where do you see a special Chachma Slev? The Chachma Slev was dafka in the next Pasuk when they have this, when they're spinning the wool. There it says Nasa Liban Osana, it doesn't say Chochmas HaLev. So the Maharsha wants to know where they have the extra Chochma, where you see in this pasuk the extra Chochma. B'lafach, we have to understand what it says, V'chol Isha Chochmas HaLev B'yadei HaTavu. Since we're not talking about Tivu Agabe Izim, which is a Chochma Yisera, why is it talking Chachmas HaLev? We spoke earlier that Chachmas HaLev and all the shiurim, that Chachmas HaLev is the super divinely inspired Chachma. So since we're not talking here about the Chachma Yisera, why is it called Chachmas HaLev? We also have to understand the difference. Why in Pasuk Chaf Hey it's called Chachmas HaLev? When they spun with their own hands, even though it's a lower level of Chachma, and Dafkan Pasuk Chavav, like we mentioned before, it says Nasana Liba Nosana B'Chachma, their heart raised them in Chachma, which sounds less. It's not Chachmas HaLev, which is something from something divine. Here it's their heart elevated them in wisdom. So they spun the goat's hair. So it's interesting, Pasuk Chaf Hey and Pasuk Chavav. Chachmas HaLev, we spoke about, is Mile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills you with Chachma. So why only in Pasuk Chaf Hey was there a Milui Chachma, not Pasuk Chaf Vav? Adrab, Pasuk Chaf Vav needs Chachmas HaLev. So based on what we explained, it would appear as follows. That we saw that there's a special din of Avodas HaMishkan, that it's Alidei Chachmas HaLev, not only Mitzad Zeh, that when they don't have the Acholas Yisiyah, we said it's A, it gives you the ability to do it. For that you need Chachmas HaLev. But also, because the Mishkan, it's a din in the Mishkan needed Chochmas HaLev. It's not just a chetimtzi. The Mishnah needed Chochmas HaLev in order to have the Kedusha of the Mishkan. And the Pasuk is telling us that the Tviya, that's why the Pasuk is telling this to us. What do we even have to know it for? So, V'chol Chishmach HaMaslev B'yadeh Tavu. What do I care how she did the Tviya? She did the Tviya. She did the spinning. No. It's telling us that it had to be done. That this Tviya was part of the Avodas HaMishkan, it's part of the Melechas HaMishkan, and therefore it had to be done with Chachma, Chachmas HaLev. But Mitzat Shein, we have to understand, since we Chachma HaLev B'chol Yisrael, we're only B'tzal and Aliyav, how does it say B'stam B'chol Yisrael Chachmas HaLev? Where do the women have Chachmas HaLev? V'yishachad me'elof matzasi, v'yishach b'chol elof matzasi, in b'rambam, b'mar nevuchim b'chelekim or b'perikun and dalet. So it must be, Shein Chach Malisha Ela Bepelech. That the woman's wisdom is with the spindle. And the Hagdor of Chach Melev Klape Aisha isn't Klape the Chachma of Torah and Yiratz Hashem, but rather Klape the Pelech. And therefore, if there was such a woman whose Mahus was Avodas HaPelech, Mitzad Echad she's called the Chachmas HaLev because that's her Chachma, that's her specialty. And therefore, she's Mukhsharis Lavodas Shemaim. That's what it says, B'yadeh Tavu. That even though it's not the same Chachmas HaLev that was said by the men, nevertheless, Mitzad Ma'alosim, Vetzim Agavra Shebem, the men had Chachmas HaLev, nevertheless, the Tviya was a Tviya of Chachmas HaLev. And therefore, there was a Kiyum Din of the requirement of Chachmas HaLev. Mitzad Sheni, it doesn't give her the Chachmas Yisrael that comes from Milei Minoy Mishamayim. There's nothing divine about this. There's nothing heavenly. She's not filled with this divine wisdom. And her only Chachma is Bepelech, not with Chachma and Yerushalayim, Torah. Again, this isn't the Das of Chazal and everything. We have to understand this particular Gemara. There's a whole wiki page about it, giving all the different Perushim, what Rabbi Lezer was trying to say. Kupanim, we're trying to explain the Gemara and engage in apologetics. Any event, so according to this, that when you need Chachma Yisera Mishamayim, like we see in Shabbos Ayin Dalet Amud Beis that we quoted in a previous year, that this was done with Chachma Yisera, that's not enough. B'isha Chachma Slev should be a Deat Tavu, because this isn't Chachma Shamayim, this is Chachma Sapelech. Gemara says this was Chachma Yisera. But for Chachma Yisera, it's not enough to have Chachma, and therefore it's considered the Derech, because it was done with Chachma Yisera. As we saw in Shabbos, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. We spoke about the Kavod HaKasheis as Kasha. Al Kol Panim, it's not enough, B'isha Chachma Slev Shebeyadei Atav. Because that's not Chachma Shemaim, it's Chachma Sapelech. But as Eksi, V'chol Nashim Meshos Nasa Libana Ozan, there was a Nesiyas HaLev. In other words, since the men raised their hearts, they were given the Chachmas HaLev Mishmaya, Sotu L'Gabi Nashim, when they needed this Chachma of Tviya Gebe Izim. And that's what it says, Behem Sheikh L'Choli Sheikh Chachmas HaLev. In other words, they had Chachmas HaLev. How did they get it? Because they were nosei liba and lavod shamayim, and therefore they had this chachma. Their hearts elevated them, and therefore they got this chachmas halev. They got this chachma yaseira, which is their chachmas halev, chachma yaseira of doing the weaving, and therefore they could weave on the sheep, the wool. If the makor for what it says in chachma shela bepelech is from the pasuk of isha chachma slave. You see that that's her wisdom. When the man gets his, now that's their specialty. When the man gets wisdom, how does he get it? He gets it with a chachma slave. He gets Yerushalayim, he's mismalei, with Hashem fills him up with this ruchnius. And the woman, when she gets her chachma slave, she gets it that she can spin on the izim. She can spin the wool on the izim. That's how you know in Chachma Mishael Apelech, because look at what the pasuk says. It says V'chol Shachachma Slave. You know where a Chachma Slave is expressed? Piyadea Tavu. In the spindle. So that's her Chachma Slave. So you see that it's Bala Afuke. Ein Leisha Chachma El Apelech. Otherwise, their Chachma Slave would be like the guys have it. That's how you see from this pasuk in Chachma Mishael Apelech, because it says they had Chachmas Halev, so Chachmas Halev should have been expressed in Torah Yerushalayim. No, it was expressed in the Pelech. Ah, it must be in Chachma Yashal Apelech. But Mitzat Sheni, it says Nasa Liban Osana. That's also Klapei Chachmas Halev. B'chol Anashim Asher Nasa Liban Osana B'Chachma Tavu Eseisim. How did they get it? They got it by having an elevated heart. Their heart raised them. They took the initiative. And that's why we saw Rabbeinu Chananel in a previous year, Shabbos 74b. He learned from the pasuk of Nasa Liban Osana B'Chachma, Tavu Eseizim. From there he learns the Chachma Yisera, not like Rashi, that the Rasha said it's a Tov Sofra. Because that Nasa Liban Osanu b'chachma, that's what brought to the Chachmas Halev. So therefore the Gemara quotes that pasuk. Because what gave them the Chachmas Halev? The Nasa Liban Osanu b'chachma. That's the source of it. This Rashi brings from the pasuk that shows they have chachmas lev. V'chol shachachmas lev biyadei atavu. So that's where the chachmas lev was expressed. But what was the source of the chachmas lev? That's the next pasuk that the Rabbeinu Chananel brings. So really, chaf hei and chaf vav work together. She had chachmas lev, and the chachmas lev was used for both. It was used for the izim and for the regular spinning. So it started in Chaf Hei that they had Chachmas Halev. So all the Tevia was done with Chachmas Halev. The question is, where did they get that Chachmas Halev from? And the answer is in Pasuk Chavav. V'chol Anashim Asher Nasa Liban Osana B'Chachma. So they had that Nesias Halev. They took that initiative. They had that courage. And that's what gave them the Chachmas Halev. So the Maisa, this whole shir that we have been learning, B'Siyata D'Shmaya, was really, it's printed in the Sefer of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, Mo'oreinenu, in the De Be'er, in the Ma'adura Tinyana and Parshas Shmois. And here it ends. But in the Sefer Kol Nehi Arima, the beautiful, beautiful Sefer of Hasbedim and the great Rosh Yeshiva of David Povalsky. David Povalsky was born in the year 1902. He died in the year 1999. Approximately lived 97 years. Kenayin Har, I don't know if say Kenayin Har, there's no Ayin Har, he's dead. But he was a tremendous Rosh Yeshiva. He was a brother-in-law of Leib Malin. He's married the daughter of Rav David Dov Kreuzer, was Rosh Yeshivas Kletsk, was born in Luban in Russia. Learned in Slutsk by Rav Yisrael Zalman. Then he gets to Polatva, at Yeshivas Mir. He learned in Slobodka for a little while. He learned by Rav Yerucham in the Mir, who was Mashpianim a lot. He learned in Panovich by Rabbi Yosef Shlomo Kahaneman. He learned in Kelm by the son of the Alter Mikelm. He was considered a Kelmer, he's a whole Sfarim of Musar. Afterwards, he goes back to the Mir. There he learns till his marriage in 1930. 1938, he's invited by Rav David Mintzberg, the Menal Ruchni of Shivas Chach Melun, to teach in the Yeshiva. He was there for 8 days, he gave Shiurim, and then World War II breaks out. 1941, he goes to Eretz Yisrael. He's appointed a Rebbe in the Chabad Yeshiva in Tel Aviv. 1944, he's invited to be Rosh Yeshiva in Panovich with Shmuel Rozovsky. Brought a few Talmidim with it, including Rav Mordechai Shlomo Berman, who later became one of the Rosh Yeshiva. And we have the Yeshuas David, and we also have many, many, many Svarim of his Shiurim. And his son is Rav Beryl Povarsky, Gdoli Gdoli Rosh Yeshiva Shel Yameinu. It's another son, Rav Shalom, who is a Rami in Yeshivas Kol Torah, who was Nifter about 2-3 years ago. It's another son, Rav Dr. Chaim Povarsky, who is Choker Mishpat HaEvri, and he lived in America. And Uncle Panim, that's a little bit of a history of Rav David Povarsky. So after he was Nifter, Moreno, Moreno Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Manzatzal, gave a hesped in the yeshiva for him. So this year was given as the hesped. And then he added, "Kishanachu mistaklim ubochanim atanagosha Moreno Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal." Rav David Zatzal was a Panovicher. "Zay bemet adavar sheboletu sheloy atzlo nisaolibo." He didn't have a matzav of nisaolibo. Everybody has their moments of Nisa'olibo. But rather with him, it was a constant. With him, it wasn't just a momentary Nisa'olibo. It was a constant Chochmas Halev. Tzlo hayta tmidus b'li shum shinui rak avodas Hashem. Shekol dargaso haya mimatzav shel chachmei lev, v'chein haya b'tmidus b'li hefsek. Eish dargot shel nisaoli bo v'afilu zmanim arukim, aval adayin ein zeh darga shel chachmei lev, shum matzav echad tmidi. U'emet ra'inu at zeh lo rak kasher bachanu at ha'ishiyut, et ha'gavra, kmo she'amarnu, ela be'etzem oreinu rosh ha'yeshiva zatzal, yachad im chavirav ha'gdolim, bana ba'atzlacha at yeshivat Panovich ha'gdola, ba'atzlacha kazo, shekasha haya b'chlal l'tzapot l'tzim. לזה. עד שנהפך למבצר של תורה שאין כדוגמתו. ממה זה נבע? משום שכשבונים משכן לשם, אזי יש בזה ציווי לא רק משום שאחרת אין יודעים איך לבנות, אלא משום שכשבונים בית לשם, אזי צריך לבנות לא רק על ידי חוכמה של דעת, אלא על ידי חוכמה של לב. We saw before, it's not just the Chochmas HaLev, it wasn't just the Chetimtzi to build it. Chochmas HaLev was part of the Chefetz of the Mishkan. Without it, you can't have a Mishkan. Not a proper Mishkan. And that's how they built Yeshivas Panovich. With this Chochmas HaLev, filled with the wisdom of Hashem, the Ratan to be close to Hashem, to spread Yira, to spread Torah. וגם מה שנוגע להנהגה, הנה פסוק כתוב על אורות נתן בליבו, ולכאורה צריך ביור, והרי העניין של הלב הוא עניין שאי אפשר להראותו למיני, ההרס נסם בליבו. אי אפשר להביע את זה, how do you express what's in your heart? But you see in the pasuk that they were able to, they were chachmei lev, b'tzal and aliyev. In the Mishle it says, lev chacham yaskil piyo v'asvasa miyosif lekach, שאף שיש מצב של חוכמת הלב, מקום כל מישהו חם לב, זה הקדוש ברוך הוא נותן לו סייעת לשמיא להביע את זה. That's why it says, לב חכם יסכיל פי, we quoted this in an earlier year. The heart of a חכם, his mouth can express it. אבל ישנו תנאי אחד בעניין, גם בעבודת המשכן רואים כן. למי יוכלו להראות, למי שנשאו ליבו להבין, but you have to have people who raise their heart to understand. ולכן כדי לקלוט את החוכמת לב של ראש הישיבה זצ"ל, צריך שיהיה לו נשא ליבו. ותמיד ראינו בישיבה שמי שהיה לו את הנשא ליבו, הוא יכל לקלוט ולהבין את החוכמת לב, ולראות את העבודה התמידית, שאין זה חוכמה של דעת אלא חוכמה של לב. אם נלמד מהאורחות, a person had to have a נשא ליבו in order to help with what the ראש הישיבה wanted. אם נלמד מאורחותיו ולראות שרחמן הליבה ביי ולעבוד על השורש שהלב יהיה לב של חכם לב. והייתה לנו דוגמה, דבר ראשון שאפשר להגיע לזה וגם ראינו אפשר להגיע לזה והוא על ידי הנשא ליבו. על ידי התבוננות, אם נלמד זאת יהיה זכות גדולה עבורנו וגם יהיה לזכות ראש הישיבה זצ"ל, ייתן השם שנזכה לזה אמן כן יהי רצון. אז כפי שאמרתי, אלו דברים המרגשים שאמר ראש הישיבה ישיבת כנסת חזקיהו, הישיבה של מרן זצ"ל, וראויים הדברים למי שאמרם. מי שרוצה לעיין בפנים בספר הנפלא הזה, you can look in the called Kol Nehi Arima, beautiful safe they have also for the stipler, a whole safer of Hespedim, from Rav Eliezer Kahneman, Rabbi Povarsky, Gershon Edelstein, שמו ווזנר, בכיר מיכל פיינשטיין, רב שטיינמן, יהודה מיכל לפקוביץ', רסן צבי פינקו, רב אריה פינקו, רב שלום קוברסקי. So you ממש have רב ברוך מרדכי אזרחי, should live and be well, רב חיים פרץ ברמן, רב חיים גינזבורג, ויתמר גרבוץ, so many great, great people, צבי דרפקין, רב יצחק הקר, רב שלמה וולבה, ממש unbelievable גאונים, תלמידי חכמים, צדיקים. So, going with Kalman Landau. Wow, Dan Segura, the CEO. So you have 378 delicious pages over here for those who are interested. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.